There's been a lot of positive momentum in recent sessions. The euro has run up to its highest level against the buck since April of 2022, and U.S. equities have been in demand since mid to late December. But we continue to recommend exercising caution when it comes to all of this price action, mostly on account of Fed policy that has shown no signs of relenting from its hawkish stance. As far as today goes, a wave of risk-on flow early on has faded away. And as we head into the North American Open, we're seeing the dollar rally back and stocks under a little pressure. On the data front, Eurozone PMI reads were mixed, while UK PMI reads were on net softer than expected. UK public borrowing numbers were also concerning, coming in way above market forecasts. The figure was the highest for the month of December since records began 30 years ago. On the news front, U.S.-China relations are back under the microscope. Bloomberg reports Washington has provided evidence to China's government suggesting some Chinese state-owned companies may have been providing assistance for Russia's war effort in Ukraine, while Chinese officials have blasted back at the U.S. administration over its catastrophic debt problem and accused it of sabotaging other nations' efforts to resolve such issues. Looking ahead, we get Canada manufacturing sales, some U.S. PMI reads, and the Richmond Fed Index. That's all for now.